Basíguile mucho a mi amigo la fiesta.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obra muri butia.
And how is your lives?
Ngoriza ku neighbor.
Greet for us your neighbor.
Umugambe nti mukama akusaba okugulewo ebisenge by'omutima gwo.
Tell them God requests you open the rooms of your heart.
Asobole okuggyamu ebitasaana ateekemu ebisaana.
He can get out the worthless to put in the worthful.
Yesonga lwaki agamba ali ku mutima gwo akonkono mugulyewo.
Why it says on your heart it knocks that you open for him.
Togulawo oluggi lumuggulawo enzigi zonna.
Don't open one door but open all doors.
Manya omutima gulina ebisenge bingi.
You know the heart has many rooms within it.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olw'akaseera katwongedde neera.
The moment is added us again.
Buli lwe bujja nga tukyali wano.
Anytime it dawns and we are here.
Nga tewerabye mugeyeena.
And you've not seen yourself in hell.
Oba muggulu.
Or within heaven.
Omanya nti weereddwa akadde ak'okwetereza.
You know you've been given more time to align yourself.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So twebaliza nnyo obudde obwo Mukama bw'atuwa wansi w'enjuba.
Thank God more of that moment he gives us under the sun.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twebaza Katonda.
And we thank God.
Nti obwo obudde akyabutuwadde.
That he's still given us that sign.
Oboolyawo ayinza okugwako enkya nga tutiridde oba leero.
Can fall on you tomorrow or today when you're not aligned yourself.
Kakati n'ojja ogwa mugeyeena ennaku ze zonna.
And then you fall in hell all your days.
Okimanyira bulungi olinda musango gwokka.
And you know well you are waiting for only judgment.
Osuliwo mu nyanja y'omuliro
gwo. Cast in the lake of fire.
Obulamu obuba busaliddwawo bubi.
Life has been cut off wrongly.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda kweyongerayo nga tulaba enkwe z'omuntu.
We are going to see and move on to see our personal schemes.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era nga mu kuzitandikako twa ebitundu ebyo bisatu tuli baakubinnyonnyoka.
And in beginning them we are to get explained all of three parts.
Katonda nga atugamba tudde gy'alina omutima gwaffe gwonna.
And God tells us to get back to him with all our hearts.
N'omwoyo gwaffe obulamu bwaffe bwonna.
All our life spirits also.
N'amaanyi gaffe gwonna.
All our strength.
Ebigambo ebyo birina amakulu.
Those words have a major importance and meaning.
Kubanga omutima gutereka enkwe nnyingi.
But the heart keeps many schemes within it.
Era obulamu bwaffe bugabanyizibwamu ku nsi.
Our lives are divided upon this earth.
Netubulya.
And we consume it.
Tugamba nitubeerawo nga tetumanyi butuufu obulamu bwani era bulina kuba wani.
And we move on not knowing life is meant to be for who and it's for who.
Era atugamba tubukweke eri Kristo anaabutuddiza ku lunaku.
Tells us we hide it in Christ to restore it to us the other day.
Omuntu ayinza ate okuwaayo obulamu bwe bwonna.
How can a person give up all their entire life?
Eri Kristo.
Unto Christ.
Era ayinza ate okuweereza oba okujja eri Kristo n'amaanyi ge gonna.
And how can they serve or come to Christ with all their strength?
So parts ezo tulibaako ziraba.
Now we are to see those parts.
Naye nga tujja sooka n'engeri y'okuwaayo omutima gwaffe gwonna.
But we shall first see how we can give up all our heart.
Kubanga omutima gulina enkwe nnyingi enzibu.
For the heart has many schemes which are not easy.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kyovuula banga mu Baroomi essula ey'ekkumi.
That's why in Romans 10.
Bayibuli yegamba nti okkirizanga omuntu akkiriza na mutima gw'okuweebwa obutuukirivu.
Bible says the person believes with their heart to be given righteousness.
Ate oluvannyuma n'ayatula n'akamwa ke.
And after they confess with their mouth.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omuntu alina okukkiriziganya n'omutima gwe.
The person has to agree with their own heart.
Kubanga omutima gutereka ebintu bingi ebizibu.
But keeps many things which are not easy within it.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye ka tutandike n'engero 20.
But let's begin with Proverbs 20.
Onyolo 17.
From verse 17.
Engere sula ya 20, unyelwa 17.
Proverbs 20 from verse 17.
Asasiro emmere ey'obulimba ewomera omuntu, naye oluvannyuma akamwa ke kalijjula omusenyu.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'omala n'olimba.
When you get to lie.
Okufuna kye weetaaga.
To gain what you want.
Osooka mutuufu n'osanyuka.
Initially you rejoice over that.
Naye akamwa ako kayinza okujjula omusenyu saawa.
Your mouth can be filled with gravel anytime.
Kubanga akamwa akakulimbisizza.
For the mouth which has caused you to lie.
Kabijjira ddala eyo mu mutima eyo munda.
It totally gets worse within the heart.
Olunaku lw'onaava mu mubiri.
The day you will check from that body.
Omusenyu.
In the gravel.
Bajja kuyiwamu omusenyu mu kamwa.
Power, sand and gravel in that mouth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye okutegeera obulungi.
But to understand well.
Atuddeyo ku nnyo olusooka.
Let's get from verse 1.
ebintu byoyogera mu kamwa ako,
the things you speak in that mouth,
oba kulimba osobola okufuna essanyu,
or in false food that you can get joy after,
yandiba enkwezo,
it may be your own schemes,
era ssaawa yonna zisobola okukuleetera ebizibu,
anytime they can bring you problems.
Okujizibwa kw'omusenyu mu kamwa ako,
the feeling of sand or gravel in your mouth,
omusenyu tumanyi nti gusala n'okusala,
we know that sand even cuts.
Oyinza okufuna ebizibu oluvannyuma lw'okwogera ebigambo.
You may get problems after speaking words to aim at gaining. Some of us
want to
get joy within our hearts. We invent words and rely and join them there to get our joy. Now we shall look at these schemes. But before we reach the up three levels,
yes, we must
praise Jesus. To look at how we can give up all our hearts.
And
we serve God with all our hearts. And with all our lives. And all our strength.
Because
some people serve God with a little strength of theirs. And they give a little portion of their lives to God. And their hearts, they give a little of them to God.
Katonda yena agamba anze mbamujja mujje n'omutima gwamwe gwonna.
God says, if you're coming, come with all your hearts.
Era mujje n'obulamu gwamwe gwonna.
Come with all your lives.
N'amaanyi gwamwe gwonna.
With all your strength.
Katandika n'olunyiro n'olusooka.
Let's begin with verse 1.
Ngero makumi abiri.
Proverbs 20.
Engero esula ya makumi abiri olunyiro olusooka.
Proverbs 20 from verse 1.
Omwenge mukudaazi, ekitamiiza muleekaanyi. Era buli akyama olw'ebyo talina magezi. Entiisa ya kabaka kuwuluguma kwa mpologoma, amusunguwaza ayonoona obulamu bwe ye. Omuntu eyeewala ennyombo yeefunira ekitiibwa, naye buli musirusiru ayagala okuyombanga. Omugayaavu taganya kulima olwa ttoggo, kyanaavanga asabiriza okukungula nga kutuuse.
Bino byonna tusoma ku nkwezi.
All this we study of the skins of a person. When we reach time of plowing, the lazy people don't do that. They are just waiting after the harvest season reaches. Let's move on. Many of the scriptures we focus on are down there. Proverbs 20 verses 5.
Okutesa kw'omutima gw'omuntu kulinga amazzi ag'okuluza oluwanvu.
Okuteesa kw'omutima gw'omuntu.
The purpose of a man's heart.
Kulinga
they are like deep waters.
Omutima ogunnosi gugeeyongera okubeera okutali mwangu
n'akati. That heart must not to be an easy thing at all.
Era guyinza okusuula mu luzzi oluwanvu ng'oteesa ebintu byo.
In the deep waters as you reason out your things.
And
you fall and sink and you even get destroyed. A human heart,
it
has many things which are hard within it. It's like a deep stream with deep waters. And even
though
careful, you can fall within it. You as a spirit, and you get destroyed.
But still,
many have things which make up that stream. Proverbs 20 verses 5.
Okutesa kw'omutima gw'omuntu kulinga amazzi ag'omuluzzi oluwanvu, naye omuntu alina okutegeera ali kusena.
Singa obeera ng'olina amagezi n'okutegeera.
If you have wisdom and understanding.
Omutima gwe guba guteesezza ebintu nga birungi.
If the heart has reason good things.
Nga luzzi lwa mazzi mateefu gwokka.
Stream of only clear waters.
Osobola okuggyamu ebirungi n'osena.
You can get out good things and you get from it.
Naye ate bwe gujjuza ebibi.
But if it feels evils.
Buyinza okufuukira ekizibu ddala.
It can become a problem to you.
Kubanga n'okugusenamu ebibi ebyo obiteeke.
Even to get out the evil to put them aside.
Kinaakwetaagisa amagezi.
It will require it wisdom.
When you
get out the good ones, you need wisdom.
But
if it fills in things which are not good,
get
them out, pour them aside to put in clear waters. Imagine like that heart of yours is like a stream which is deep, and it fills dirty water within it. Who can help correct it out of there? To pour that aside that we can fill in it clear waters. How long does that take to fulfill that? You've gotten out the dirty water, poured it aside, and they tell you now you have to correct the clear waters and you pour in this stream. The dirty water, we speak of the spirit of the devil and its acts of unrighteousness. And the clear waters, we speak of the Holy Spirit. Let's move on, that we hear. Proverbs 20, verse
6. Na ye omuntu omwesigwa, ani ayinza okumulaba? Omuntu omutuukirivu atambulira mu butayonoona bwe. Abaana be abaddawo balina omukisa. Kabaka atudde ku ntebe esalirwako omusango. Asaasaanya obubi bwonna n'amaaso ge. Ani ayinza okwogera nti, nongoseza omutima gwange? Ani ayinza okwogera nti, nongoseza omutima gwange? Ndi mulongoofu mu kwonoona kwange.
Ani ayinza?
Who can speak?
Okera ku makya n'ogaa naye kakati wano wentuuse.
You wake up, say, where I've reached.
Ruvu omutima gwongu kuddeko.
Truly I've handled my heart.
Ngulongoseza guvuddemu buli bu.
I've purified it, every evil is gotten out.
Kitwala n'eddaala wali.
It takes a level to reach there.
Kubanga ennyiriri esoose zigambye.
For the verses before I've stalled out.
Omuntu ayinza okukakasa ng'alongoseza.
That a person who can prove they're purified.
Atambulira mu butayonoona bwe
ennaku zonna. In their not sinning all their lives.
Atambula nga teyeekuusakuusana ku kintu kyonna kyakwonoona.
Move and they don't attach themselves to anything concerning sin.
So omutima guno muwanvu nnyo.
Now this heart is deep indeed.
Gulina ebisenge ebiwererako.
Has a couple of rooms within it.
Mu ebyo ebyokweggyamu enkwe z'omuntu.
In those of taking out the schemes of a person.
Oyo nno ye mulabe omwasooka ali mu nyumba yo.
The first enemy who is within your house.
Bwe bakugamba nti omulabe waana abeeranga wa mu nyumba.
They tell you your enemy will be of your own house.
Osooka n'olowooza nga ku mutima ogwo.
Always first think of that your heart.
Bingi oyinza okuba nga wabyerabira naye gwe gubimanyi.
Maybe you have forgotten them but the heart still knows them.
Era nga gukulinzeko kati.
It's just awaiting for you a little moment.
Ofunenge ekkubo okutuukiriza ebigambo ebyo.
Get a way to fulfill those words in it.
Olyoke kukujjuza amaanyi.
Then it will feed with strength.
Ngero esula ya 20 olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Proverbs 20 verses 10.
Ebipimo ebitenkana n'ebigere ebitenkana byombi bya muzizo eri Mukama. Era n'omwana omuto yeemanyisa olw'ebikolwa bye. Omulimu gwe obanga mulongoofu obanga mulungi.
Kati ekyo ky'okutandika okwekeberirako.
What will begin to check on yourself?
Okakasa nga oli mwana wa Katonda n'ebikolwa byo bikakasibwa.
You are a child of God and your actions also to be proven.
Mirungi oba bibi.
Whether they are good or bad.
Agambye ebikolwa.
They've said the actions.
Bye binakakasa oba oli mutukuvu oba toli.
Are what will prove whether you're holy or not.
Kati gwe wetu n'otulemu nga omaze okusituka wano.
Now look at yourself after you've raised from here. When you reach out, what do you do? And in you, what do you think? What thoughts come your way? What do you do before the Lord? You know when you live here, everyone moves out to their own things. But because we are children before the Father, he says, remain looking at your actions. No matter how much you sit here and your acts are different,
they
are not of righteousness, he remains seeing you. Sitting here is not what proves you are a righteous person.
He
is waiting your actions you are going to do next. Proverbs 20 verses 12.
Okutu okuwulira n'eriiso eriraba Mukama ye yakola byombi. Toyagalanga kwebaka oleme okutuuka mu bwavu. Zibula amaaso go onokutanga emmere. Tekiriko kye kigasa, tekiriko kye kigasa, bwayogera agula. Naye ng'amaze okugenda n'alyoka yenyumiriza.
Anti bino bye byenkwezi omutima
gwe. These are the schemes of the person's heart.
Bw'aba agula agerega ekintu.
When they buy, they despise something.
Naye nga yekejjebi amanyi nti kirungi.
They themselves know it's a good thing.
Akagoyeko naawe.
This is your clothing.
Kalaisi.
It's a cheap cloth.
Kale ndeesenga ekyo ekyokulaba.
I brought like an example like that.
Biseera ebisinga abantu tubeera n'enkwe mu mitima.
Many times people we have schemes in those hearts.
Nga kyoyogera ku ngulu si kyekituufu naye nga kiri gye kiri.
What you speak on the top is not the right, but the other is in the heart.
Bakuleetedde ekyokulabirako omuguzi.
They brought you an example of a buyer.
Agula agirika.
He despised, yet he is despising what is buying. When it reaches, he begins to pray to boost over what is purchased.
The cloth
is good, but he didn't see it yet. Me, I saw it. I purchased cheaply from him.
Yes, he was
praised.
Yet.
He's on other things, yet the heart is also on another.
He's
rising here, but on the inside, he knows the rightful thing is on. Try to show that the heart itself has schemes of itself. I expect this to have ever been on you when you went to purchase or buy. You despise something, but you see yet in you that it's the good thing. After you reach, you say, really, I bought it cheap, yet it's a good thing.
He despised
it till he gave it to me, yet it was a good thing. Proverbs
20,
verse
15. Naye emimwa gy'okumanya kya buyonjo kya muwendo mungi. Twalanga ekyambalo ky'oyo eyeeyimirira gw'atamanyi, era obowenga oyo eyeeyimirira b'atamanyi. Emmere y'obulimba ewoomera omuntu.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Mayinja mangi agaakabi.
There are many precious stones.
Naye singa oli abeera n'omumwa mutuufu nga gujjuddeko okumanya.
If someone has lips filled with knowledge,
their
treasure is a rare thing.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
There are
many times we yearn for many things, and we can try to clothe well. But what will come out of our lips? What comes from the mouth is what tell us the realities of who we are. That which comes from your heart. Whether in them there is knowledge or not. Proverbs
20:17. Atambula ng'ali olyoma abikula ebyama.
Mbanyumulimu abantu.
You know there are people.
Alina ebintu bye mutima.
They have their things in their hearts.
Ebimusukako n'atandika okwogera mu kkubo.
Now they get beyond them, they begin to speak in the way.
Kati omanye. Jukira ito veri ng'atambudde mayire.
Remember they may have walked a
number of miles.
And they are thinking things within them.
Kati bw'atuuka awantu ng'awulira bimuyitiridde.
When they reach a place and they feel they are beyond them,
mumusanga mukuba agamba.
You find them speaking the way.
Akasajja ako bana kukaaba.
That command, I don't know what's wrong with him.
What
is wrong with him?
Akasajja kali wawo tekali.
Where is the man that is speaking himself?
Nanyika. Biri biri munda mu Yesu obeera abyogerako.
In them, they have been speaking them in them.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Engere sura ya 20. Proverbs 20:19.
Even to speak and talk so much. It's good when you see them beginning. And they speak so much they don't end. When you check in what they speak, there's no wisdom and understanding. You have to step apart from them.
Ngeresula ya makumi abiri, olunyiri ola makumi abiri.
Proverbs 20, verse 20.
Akolimira kitaawo oba nnyina, etabaaza ye erizikizibwa mu kizikiza ekikutte zigizigi.
That is hell.
Obusika buyinzika okufunibwa amangu olubereberye, naye enkomero yaabyo teriba na mukisa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Atubukamu tugende ku 25.
Let's jump move to 25. Let's begin 24.
Engeresula ya makumi abiri olunyi lwa 24.
Proverbs 20, verse 24.
Amagenda g'omuntu gava eri Mukama. Kale nno, omuntu ayinza atya okutegeera ekkubo lye? Kyambika eri omuntu okwogera nga ayanguyiriza nti kituufu. Awo ng'amaze okweyama n'alyoka abuuza.
Ate abantu ababeerawo nga tebasengejja.
People who are there, they don't filter what they speak.
Omanyi mugenda ne mutuuleyo mu mboozi nga munyumya muno n'agamba
byagambye. You sit out in stories as you talk and another tells you what they tell you.
N'ogamba wamma.
And you say really.
Kyekyo yabyogera juzi.
He spoke both things last time.
Nti wa.
That way.
Bakubuuza wa.
They ask you where.
Sijukira naye.
I don't remember.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Sikirungi. Mulimu abantu nga gwe weteekako olukweru.
There are people and you put a scheme upon yourself.
Wagira wagira ne
byotategeereza. You want to support even things you're not sure of.
Usingane mbuzi.
You find a story.
Ne unojikatiliza.
You emphasize it.
Ngeresula ya makumi abiri. Ngeresula ya makumi abiri olunyiri olwabiri mu mukaaga.
Proverbs 20 verse 26.
Kabaka w'amagezi awewa ababi. Era abaleetako namuziga ewula ewuula. Omwoyo gw'omuntu yetabaaza ya Mukama, ekebera ebitundu byonna eby'olubuto eby'omunda. Omwoyo gw'omuntu yetabaaza ya Mukama, ekebera ebitundu byonna eby'olubuto eby'omunda.
Bitundu bya lubuto ali Katonda mu lubuto akebereyo ki? Okay.
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27.
Ngero abiri esula abiri musanvu.
The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depth of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Omoyo gw'omuntu,
the human spirit,
tabaza ya Katonda,
is the lamp of the Lord itself.
Ejja n'ekebera ebiri ku mutima
gw'omuntu. It searches out what's in a human heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
what I told you.
That
if you commit yourself to God, begin right from your inside.
You
commit yourself as a spirit.
That's
your entire life, give it to God.
When God sees
what concerns a person,
he
reaches at your spirit.
The other
has lamps which see.
Nekujja kukebera ebisenge by'omumitima gwo byonna.
The entire rooms of your heart.
Wano we nabadega nti gwankubuulire.
Yes, we told
you. Omutima gulina ebisenge.
That heart has rooms within it.
Biri munda eyo.
In there.
Omwatwa gw'emitima.
A channel.
Kuliko n'enjola bweziki ebigambo kwe byeregeka.
There are even where words are inscribed within the heart.
Yes,
he raised Jesus. Now what God does,
he
never faces outside.
That
he looks in you.
He
connects on your spirit.
Romans
8:16. And he searches your heart.
He doesn't
waste time to look in the stomach where there are intestines.
Ari tata wana kujeno kubuongo.
And doesn't come on the brain.
Agenda wali kumutima gwenyini.
Goes at the heart.
Na kura uri chisenge cha mutima.
Opens every room or folder within it.
Chinga chivate chiso kakua ndibadaze kumutima.
If it was possible,
omutima kulina evi senge.
We would have shown you the heart, how it has different rooms within it.
Era abantu beewuunya kuwandiika kutya ebintu.
People wonder how the heart writes all the things in it.
Kutereka kutya video.
How can it keep videos?
Ne audio wa buli kintu.
Audios of everything.
Kulina enjola ziringanga ezakasimu kadi.
It has those.
Obaka memory card.
It has inscriptions like of a memory card.
Ati munasa yansi mukugono katonda.
Now this special scientist God.
Ye tawandika ku byuma.
He doesn't write on the iron.
Asobola no wandika ku gwejoyite nyama.
He can even write on what you call flesh, your heart. That heart has portions of inscriptions where they write.
In
those pipes which enter the heart, it has its own rooms. But what God does, He passes through your spirit,
connecting
on you yourself who is inside. And He checks out everything. That you don't say is so wrongly when it's based outside you. What it does, it connects direct on you, on your own spirit. And it begins to check all the entire heart. I don't know whether in the Luganda version you corrected this verse.
Engeri sula ya makumi abiri onyirwa abiri mu musanvu. Omwoyo gw'omuntu yetabaza ya Mukama. Ekebera ebitundu byonna eby'omutima eby'omunda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omutima gwenyini naga gwine ebisenge.
The heart, I told it has rooms within it.
Neguliyoka kutereka ebintu ebyedda.
It keeps all them things within it.
Ye watese debi ngwezo.
Learn your own schemes long time. But you have to give it all unto God. And those things can be gotten out of it.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Proverbs
20:28.
Abalenzi ekitiibwa kyabwe. Manyi gaabwe n'abakadde omutwe oguliko envi bwe bulungi bwabwe.
If an old person has gray hair,
abeera alungi naye ekyo katukireka tuli ku kino.
Leave that we are on this.
Katuli olwasatu.
Let's see verse 30.
Emiggo egiruma gimalawo obubi. Nenga zituuka ku bitundu.
Now, there are people who are big-headed. Now God is saying,
to
insist on those things and He wants to take you to heaven,
God will
inflict a wound on you which will take those things from you. Whether will beat you,
that
in your heart to erase everything which is worthless there. For him displeases the one he loves. Now he says, if a person really loves their child, there is a whip they can beat them with, or a wound they can inflict them with.
It
goes to the rooms of the heart, chases everything out in there. Those never planted, neither which never built. Whether when you insist on them, you will be well with this God. This will inflict a wound on you. Or a beating which will eat you
and
enters deep in the rooms of your heart. You begin to hear,
oh,
Lord, have mercy. I have remembered in 2000 I committed morality on 10 women. I've just remembered the beating you has reached into the room of that, you kept it. There are some people, they remember after they have been beaten, and they can erase all the evils within their hearts.
There's
a person when they were a youth, they said, me, I will marry 4 women. Now they are not settling in their homes. They have one wife, but they see they have a problem with them.
They
never check whether they still have that seed in them or they removed it out. There's even a callous state. If you dare rule over me, I will leave the home and go. They don't mind for castle even, they just move on. That
cities
in them, they never settle in their home, they are always be getting hunger. Now God says, because he loves you and you've hidden things in your heart, he's going to get out a whip.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
beating which will reach into your heart.
You
will think of your unrighteousness and you give up on it. Let's repeat this verse. Proverbs 20, verse 30.
Emige ejiruma jimala wububi. Nenga, zitu kamu vitundu vyomutime vyomunda.
Do
you know a whip? He can beat you and it reaches to the inside of your heart. Now there are wounds he can inflict on you that you can give up on your sins. There is a whip he beats you
in,
and there are things you've insisted within your heart. He beats you. And you to your pulling out those evils.
Come,
this is
Lord.
I mean, my entire heart. It, he has been inventing words.
Yes,
brethren, I don't know.
There is
still time that we can check in our heart and believe those actions. For God loves and he called us to come to the new generation with the full knowledge of God. But he is not ready to leave someone among us who is to dirty this ministry. But he says, at least he will get out a whip. For to make this ministry scorn, people to come here finding the minister speaking much wisdom and understanding. You, the 1, 2, 3 people, you that mean the name. There is much wisdom and understanding in that place.
It
goes a set us free there. But this brethren, now God will see the appointing much in you. You too will get a whip out. When you inflict a wound on you, you will know. You know there is unrighteousness surrounding you. When it gets a whip out,
you know
it is now inside in the heart, it's insisted in there. People who insist on their character. I have my own character. Now God is to say, it's not to bear such things. People condive with the devil to hinder truth. But they are sat at the same time in the same truth. But they have their character they insisted on with. That they can open the devil to pass through them to corrupt the truth. And to make it a scorn. Let's enter 21. Proverbs 21 verse 1.
Omutima gwa kabaka guli mu mukono gwa Mukama ng'emigga. Agukyusa gy'ayagala yonna.
Katonda asobola okukyusa omutima.
God can change the heart.
Bw'ogaana okutereeza.
If you refuse to align it,
then ye asobola okumenya mu ngeri.
God can break it in his own way.
For
we know in Revelation chapter 1, God
has
made us kings and priests.
But
if it's like your heart gave it to believe God, and it's just a half of it, God has something you will do to that heart.
Whether
he will beat you or inflict a wound on you, Proverbs 21, verses 2. Now, as you do your own things, They seem like right your way. A person can decide to quarrel.
And they
say, leave us, we too, we are right sometimes.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. We are right at least. A person will not speak. What I do in that moment, truly we are not pressed down. And to try to tell them they already prepared that their way. Me, my things, I don't want to be troubled by anyone. Proverbs 21, verse 2.
Buli kubo ly'omuntu ddungi maaso ge ye, naye Mukama yapima emitima.
Mukama teri ku mutima n'ake.
God goes on the heart and checks and weighs it.
Omutima gw'ono omuntu.
The heart of this person.
Mulimu buli kyenda ku buli kikumi bifu
byonna. 90 per 100, everything is wrong in there.
Wabula ye agamba ebituufu.
But they are claiming they are right.
Ate mulimu n'abalina ebifunga akimanyi naye bwatuukawo bweru abisiiga.
Those who have wrong things in their heart and they know that, but when they reach out they put lotion on them and cover them.
Abinyoolanyoolamu Katonda ne bitafaanana nga bwabimanyi mu mutima
gwe. A little and they don't appear like they know them in their hearts.
Kungulu ne birabika nga ebirungi naye nga yamanyi enkomekero yaabwe.
On the top they appear good but they know the end of it all.
Ngere sura ya 21 olunya olwokusatu.
Proverbs 21 verse 3.
Okukola ebyensonga n'ebyomusango kukkirizibwa Mukama okusinga ssaddaaka. Amaaso ageegulumiza n'omutima ogw'amalala yetabaza y'ababi kwe kwonoona.
Owulidde fujjo.
Have you heard stubbornness?
Omutima nga gulyawo gwekozaakoza.
Is there pretending?
Guyina amalala.
It's filled with pride.
Gulina bye gulemedde.
It's insisted with things in it.
Guba gukumulisa bulungi
lightning for you.
Ogenda mukono.
You're going into sinning.
Nina bugambye.
It's what I told you.
Tugo bugamba ndo ine kibera cho mutima.
You have your character within your heart.
Ekibichi li kumpya.
Sin is close your way.
Wala elibanga kati ofunye tabaza yo
kati. It's like you've gotten your lamp which lightens for you.
Ekukoleereje okugenda mukono.
Leading you into sin.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Ndikwe kasitwole mere ebibi mu mutima.
Enkwe. The schemes.
Zuse nyini ze zitandika okumulisija te zikutwale eri ezo
ogwono. Lighten you where they are heading you into sin.
Era omaliriza oli ku kigo ky'abono.
And you end up into the group of the evil.
Kubanga obateekawo ettaala yo.
For you put your own lamp there.
Omanyi wawulira ettaala za mirundi
ebiri.
Ne ettaala y'omusana gw'okumanya.
Of the lamp of the light of knowledge.
Nga bye biragiro n'amateeka ga Katonda.
And they are the commands and the laws of God.
Naye ebikolwa ebyo eby'enkwe.
But those acts of the schemes in you.
Eyo tabaza naawe kumulisiza yonna gy'olaga mu kwonoona.
Your own lamp lighting you are heading into sinning.
Akaseera katono nnyo ogenda kuba mwonoonyi mulungi.
Just a little
time. Ojjudde obwonoonyi.
Going to be a good evil person filled with sins.
Omubaka omulungi owa sitaani
owokusikirira naye. Of the devil to be destroyed with him.
Nga olayidde n'okulayira nti sitaani waliba woli kulayira.
And you saw where the devil will fall, you will fall with him.
Kubanga akola ebibi yeeteereddewo ettabaaza.
For you commit sin the
full love. Ebimulisiza okugendera ddala mu kwonoona.
Which lightens them to go into sinning.
Alemera omutima gwe mu malala.
They insist their heart in pride.
Yeeteereddewo ettaala.
Put a light.
Ebimulisiza okugenda mu kibi.
Lightening them into sin.
How
did I reach to this thing?
Chanswaziza ne mu bantu banne.
I shall be even the people.
Kumbe ngiyateekawo ettaala.
Yamumulisa okutuuka mu ekyo. A lamp for themselves lighting them into reaching that.
Wanga yateekawo enkwawo n'aziremera.
They put schemes and insisted with them.
Tudiremuko.
Let's repeat this.
Engere sura ya 21 olunya olw'okuna.
Proverbs 21 verse 4.
Amaaso ageegulumiza n'omutima ogw'amalala yetabaaza y'ababi kwe kwonoona. Ebirowoozo by'omunyiikivu bireeta bungi bwereere. Naye buli muntu ayanguyiriza ayanguwa okwetaaga obwetaazi.
Buli muntu apapa.
Personal rushes.
Yanguyiza yanguyiriza.
They are rushing to everything.
Oyongera ku bwetaavu bwe.
You just move on into your luck.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Naye bwe tunuulira mu Yeremiya.
We're going to read in Jeremiah.
17.
Jeremiah 17. Starting from verse 9.
Yeremiya esula ya 17 olunyirwa 9.
Jeremiah 17 from verse 9.
Omutima mulimba okusinga ebintu byonna.
Muki?
Mulimba.
Faithful.
Olimi lusobola okulimba.
Tongue can lie, isn't that?
N'amaaso gasobola okulimba.
Even the eyes can lie.
Era n'engalo.
Even the fingers.
Waliwo engalo ezirimba.
Have you ever seen fingers like which lie?
Engalo ezirimba muyinza okugenda ku kintu
kisikulanga kinene. You may go on something to carry it and speak. Holding, but it's just touch them like that. He's not lifting. But the muscles have come out as if he's lifting. Have you seen deceitful feet? And the person escorts you back. Let's go. Okay. They are not
deceitful.
They don't want to escort you and move with you. Because they are escorted you by force. Now there are many things which can lie. But the heart is not easy.
Jeremiah 17
verses 9.
Omutima mulimba okusinga ebintu byonna. Era gulwadde endwadde tewonyezeka.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Gurimba.
The heart is deceitful. After it gets a sickness which can't be cured.
The
doctor's treat, let me tell you.
There
are sicknesses of the heart they treat these days. The holes in the heart.
But
there is a sickness they cannot even see. The schemes of a person.
And
those God alone can see them. And he tells you, you have a scheme like this. It's to lighten you to go to the devil to do evil.
Jeremiah
17
verse 10. Nkema ememe okuwa buli muntu nga makubo ge bwe gali ng'ebibala ebibala bwe biri ebyebikolwa bye
avira dalili ku mutima nga agwekebe
touches you right from inside of your heart
najja mu birowoozo byo
it comes in your mind and the thoughts
awo n'atandika okusasula
and there begins to reward you
basinga bagamba naye banna
most people say but Lord, how comes I don't shift from this situation to another? If you checked in your heart what you're going to be when God gives you much money, you would have proved that God shouldn't give that you remain poor. Or you would have told him, God help me. Take all the things from me, then after give me. God has given them eatings and drinkings according to what he sees in their hearts. If he gives you all things, you're going to become this spoon which makes it. There are things right inside the heart. And in that little money the one, two car you have, they have no way access they can pass to. But if you reach out to buildings and three cars arise and move you. Now try to look at that heart. For God, in what he gives you, he first goes in the heart.
Evil,
he said, let them be given, they get destroyed and pass away. Go out, try to align them. They will not accept that. Let them be given to eat and get destroyed. And there are those who get destroyed in hell. Yet even on the world they have been poor.
You
say, why did God give them and eat at least? I had given this one even one day. People like 10,000 were to get perished because of him.
nga ye kenyini mubitaliterera naye nga abadde wakusanyawo nga mutwala
himself could not settle but they were to destroy like 10,000 people
nagamba abeere mwavu paka lwalizikirira n'obutali butuukirivu
be poor till they get destroyed with their unrighteousness
kakati gezaako okutunuulira omutima gwe
now try to look on your heart
kubanga kyandibeere ekizibu katonda okulabirira nga bwe kigwanire
had God to take care of you as it's required of.
Banga tutunulide mu lugendo lwe guluba malaika.
We looked in the kingdom of heaven, we looked at angels.
No bwereza bwana.
And their ministrations.
Nayo yezo kwe kanga towereza bwana.
But you may find when they are not serving you.
Banga mutima gwo gulimu ebintu.
For in your heart are many things.
Byoganyo kubanga
kwabu. You've refused to get out of it.
Uganyo kukulawo kujamu obutali
bitu. Refused to open it to get every unrighteousness out of it.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus. But in all, as we wind up the word of wisdom today, I know we began on the
art.
It will take us some time as we speak of it. We are to speak of the many of the most of the body parts. We've heard a little about our spirit that we call our life.
Ngeri mukama jagenderi na connectinga ko naraba.
How God goes in connects on it and sees.
Naba bwatu kayo ngatogu omoyo kutogumuwa ngagwa.
See where you've reached that you've never given him all your spirit.
Na kulabo limwe biroze bigama na yekati ntukde muno wade tusome guru na yezu.
And this is what Paul said.
Wodi taba jeri tujagena.
And you have to think though we see that stand in heaven but if it's there we shall go.
Atukeri kumoyo gonaraba ngomo.
You reaches your spirit and he sees.
Hey katondera wali baje ali kali
if God is there okay
ninga muri sebu tukubwa
but you are here seated and studying
yes you was good
praise Jesus
so embere
now that way
leza ko jerwa na ko
try to fight it on yourself
kirunje tuzulemba dezo miti majafu
good we discover sicknesses of our hearts
natuzandure ili mukama
and we introduce them before the Lord
wanga bwayogera mbasekabaka ekisooka esibu ly'omunaana
when he speaks in 1 Kings chapter 8
verse 38 atugamba bwati
he tells us this
mbasekabaka ekisooka esula ya 8 olunyiriri olwasatu mu 8
1 Kings 8 verse 38
mbasekabaka ekisooka esula ya 8 olunyiriri olwasatu mu 8
1 Kings 8 verse 38
kyonna kyonna omuntu yenna kyanaasabanga era chonna chanegayiriranga oba abantu bobonna Isirayiri abali manya buli muntu endwadde y'omutima gwe ye nayanjuluza emikono gye eri ennyumba eno kale owuliranga gwe ng'oyima mu kifo kino ky'obeerangamu osonyiwe okole osasule buli muntu ng'amakubo ge gonna bwe gali
olidde ekiriwo
have you heard what is if someone goes into prayer, they have gone and they have first discovered a sickness, their own heart.
But
you sit down and you discover you have a sickness in that heart. You know, scientists can discover there is a hole in the heart. What are other sicknesses of the heart? Which doctors check?
Pressure
and the others.
There
is a wild sickness. They are not treated by human beings. Truly, if you discover your heart is messed up, you can even ask to be given another heart. Lord, me, I got so much sick. I wrote so much. I can't get healed. This heart can't get healed. Give me a new heart. Told me you get out the heart of stone from me and give me the one of flesh.
But
to discover the sickness of the heart, discover poverty for it can be seen. And we haunt that poverty.
As
God take away poverty. Things we can discover here.
But inside,
there are things to discover in there.
Ate munange banone wakuzulira ko ne bakugamba.
They tell you discover for you and they tell you.
And
he said, me, you understood me wrongly and you handled me wrongly. You understood me wrongly. And you cover your sickness. But if you want to be healed by God, discover the sickness of your own heart.
If you're
lying, you discover that.
If you
confuse and cause divisions with brethren, discover that. You may have a sickness of causing divisions among people. And you are there. You speak different here and you speak different
language.
But you too, you know that. And it's me. I wonder what's wrong with me.
What's
wrong with me? Suck as I feel. And you get the language. I've spoken it out. And I've spoken it.
But
good to discover sicknesses of our hearts. And we go to God, is ready to have mercy on us. Let me tell you one thing. The reason why Romans 10:9-11 says you believe with your heart. God is ready to give you righteousness. But if you don't get your heart to believe, and you tell it you have this and that sickness, and me as a spirit, as I'm beside, I check in you and I see.
And
I see that you have schemes right within you. Let me tell you, if you have your
own schemes,
you are a hypocrite.
And
you can stand at the door of those entering the kingdom.
And
don't enter, and those coming, you hinder them to enter.
Actions
which hinder people enter the kingdom. And you are right on the door to the kingdom. You can even stand on the door to the kingdom. We are of the kingdom.
Understand,
we are of new generation. But you are on the door of the new generation. You've never entered it.
We are
of the full knowledge.
You've
never entered in the full knowledge.
Now,
people on the door hinder many others to enter. They are in full knowledge, they are on the door. Friends, how many cities here you prove you entered in? Your actions will prove that.
Let's go
to the next service.